Hey mate, just me. Hi. Yeah, all right. How was this morning? Bit messy. Kelman doing okay? Has he done a splint before? Okay. The main things to like he can call me, but the main things to consider twofold: use the good Elastoplast tape because the other one takes forever to set. Make sure that the bird is actually facing him, like feet up, facing him on the lying on its back. So that he can hold the foot by the ankle and make sure that the leg is the tibia tarsus, I imagine, is what it, where it's fractured. Tibia tarsus is as straight as possible, so that and you do have to pull the feathers. So pull the feathers. If it's the tibia tarsus, pull the feathers from the knee down, and then the tape. He just needs to be really conscious that it's not so wide that when the bird's perching, it prevents it from bending the knee. So he needs to tape it in a way that the bird can still stand and perch, which means the knee needs to be slightly flexed. So, and then the x-ray, if he wants to send it to me, just tell him to do that and I'll have a look. No matter where the leg is fractured, the bird needs to be taped out straight with both wings extended and both legs extended. She what happened? She stepped on it or something. God. Okay. The guinea pig people are not likely to come pick the body up until about 1 o'clock. And I did say to them that if they wanted to sort of see her and visualize her, and we've got a space where they can do that at work if they prefer to do that. But that, you know, so he was gone when I came in early this morning, but I told them that I would euthanize. Okay. So, he hadn't died long before. He was still warm and, but that stone, just no way in hell it was gonna budge. Tried everything over the weekend and he was really declining last night, but I didn't do the treatments till like 10:30. And I thought it's just too late to call them and say, look, he's not doing well, because there was nothing else we could have done. Just loaded him up on pain relief. So anyway, they're fine and the bill should be done. I did that to the two Knights Hospital from Saturday. You could take some of the oral meds off that he's not obviously going home on, if you don't mind checking that. No, and it's really comfortable. It's hydrated. You know, it's got to come back for the Lucrin in that week, and depending on what they want to do, we could go and surgically remove the egg then, or in another week. You know, whatever works. It's not really urgent. Oh, Saturday was fucked, and I didn't. I haven't actually written most of it up yet. I just had the weekend from hell. Like, just I got home Saturday afternoon at 4:30. We left work at like 3:30, and then what did I do? I went to come home. Oh no, I knew I didn't have any food at home because I'd only gotten home, you know. late on Friday and then went to work Saturday. So yeah, there's no food in the house. So I went to go and get some lunch, and then so I was only down the road for about 5 minutes, and then I get a call from Wildlife Care about a possum that we'd taken on that morning. And so then I came home and she met me at home, but then she needed to feed some baby fig bird or something she had. And so I went back to work, got her mealworms and crap for the fig bird, and then got home by about 4:30. And then I was back at work again, treating the animals at 7. Yeah, I don't know. And then Sunday was the same, and had to arrange the export paperwork. So that's all sent off. I just spoke to Holly, hopefully all sorted. Yeah, I don't think I'll need your help with any of that. I'll call you if I do. Yeah, and the guinea bloody guinea pig. So I was back 3 times yesterday doing the flushes and stuff and meds. It was just, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, wasn't a good case, because you couldn't flush it through from the bladder where Brock had opened it, and you couldn't retrograde flush it. It was just stuck. And only option was to cut over the stone, which was right at the pelvis, and then do a like a perineal urethrostomy, which would have meant the pig would have been urinating constantly through a hole that wasn't the penis. So anyway, they weren't going to do any more, but at least he was palliative, and I think he was, his pain was pretty much controlled. So yep. Yeah. And the kakariki I'm not worried about, but must be adamant that they make a revisit appointment for the next Lucrin with Brock, which I think, no, won't come in Thursday, maybe? Come in Thursday or Wednesday? Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I definitely want it with him. And then we can decide if it's a self-injectomy, then probably do it on a day we're both there. Yeah, if you just write that on the file or something, if there's a note there. I don't want him trying to tackle that when I'm not there. A single vet day with that sort of op is not fun. Oh, that's not surprising. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Oh, that was good. That, there was nothing else we could do, and it was just getting beyond a joke with the drainage. So, yeah. Full on. That's right. The galah follow-up, definitely. The lorikeet. Wagner. Wagner, yeah. Yep. Oh, gosh, I can't even. Limoncello was fine. They'll just call us when it needs another visit. Yeah, that went fine. Yeah, that one went fine. Adam was fine. Yep. And Friday, can you just go through Friday, please, mate? Because I'm not sure. Thanks, Matt. Sure. That'll make it go fast. That's good. Faster is better. What I was going to say, how's Em? Did she have a good holiday? That's good. That's good. Good. Oh, budgie starter. We need some, and I don't know if we can't get it or. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, something. I brought some in from home, but what happened on Saturday was Kay, because we didn't have any, Kay drove out to this client's place who couldn't get back. So she drove out to Burpengary and took a full box of her budgie starter from home. So we actually owe Kay a box of whatever she wants. I think she'll want cockatiel crumbles rather than the budgie starter. But yeah. If we could put a note somewhere about that, that would be good. Cool. Well, just call me if there's anything else or Kelvin needs to some help with that bird. I'm in and out of the study with the girls, so all good. All right, mate. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Bye. Bye.